Well, this past week ushered in yet again another partial government shutdown. And it might be the, I'm not sure exactly, it might be the third that myself and Eric have experienced during our work careers as government contractors. You know, it's great to have that forced time off, be able to do what you want to, get some of your honey-do lists narrowed down. Problem, though, is you don't receive any salary. At least if you're, as contractors, we don't. Feds sometimes get some of that back. Contractors, we don't. And that's the biggest, probably the majority of the government workforce. You know, it gives me a perspective to see the day-to-day realities, maybe, or it gives me a different, maybe, you know, the bickering that goes on in Washington, and to see that it really affects, you know, what they're doing out there really has an effect down on the ground for my friends and coworkers that, you know, are trying to find things to do, trying to decide, you know, if they should keep, especially if it goes for weeks and maybe a month or something, whether they should look for other work. You know, while both sides of this political spectrum claim they are standing up for important principles, for important goals, for what their constituents wanted them to vote and to do, enact while they were in power, it really amounts to nothing more than juvenile bickering. Children fighting over toys, fighting over for dominance of a sandbox. You know, if you look at it in God's perspective and his perspective that we have, it really is just like that. It's meaningless bickering. One article, CNSnews.com, which is a right-leaning publication, stated, President Donald Trump's $5 billion request for funds to use building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border equals 0.11% of the estimated $4.5 trillion of the federal government is expected to spend this fiscal year. So just over 0.1%. To put the president's border wall request into perspective, continuing in this article, the federal government spent $5.5 billion in the month of October alone for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, a.k.a. food stamps, thus funding food stamps for just the first month of fiscal 2019 cost more than Trump's entire fiscal 2019 request for border wall funding. You know, the amount of money that has caused this government shutdown is really inconsequential. I mean, it's a lot of money, but when you look at the bigger picture, it's really inconsequential. The fight is over perception. The fight is over whose political aspirations are being fulfilled, who's winning a little bit in this tug of war that Washington continuously goes through. Another article from Political.com, which is a left-leaning publication, states shutdowns end up being more expensive than just keeping the government open. And this one, if it's like past shutdowns, will likely cost tens of millions of dollars a day, maybe more, and it's a mystery even to experts just how much. A shutdown seems at first like it would lead to some quick and dramatic savings. Non-essential employees are furloughed. The government stops writing checks for huge swaths of programs, and even essential employees come to work without getting paid. But in reality, it doesn't quite work like that. Budget experts and past analysts at the White House Budget Office have found that a shutdown hurts U.S. finances in a number of ways. Furloughed workers are almost always get paid retroactively for the time they were out, except for contractors, which means taxpayers are laying out money without getting any work in return. Museums and national parks can't collect fees and revenues from other sources like gift shops. If you have my boys, that is the stream. Gift shop, that's why they like museums. Perhaps most importantly, federal workers spend thousands of cumulative work hours preparing for the event and recording and recovering from it, literally shutting down their systems and then restarting them once the government reopens. Paid work that is utterly unnecessary to the normal business of running the country and sucks away time even from safety inspections or reviewing research grants or whatever actual responsibilities are for the government. It's just meaningless stump speaking out in Washington to try to make these changes, but the reality of it, what is really happening, isn't really thought of. You know, it becomes too easy for people out there to take a stand on principles that hold no real permanence, that offer no real change, lasting change. And we know the governments of this world aren't focused on godly lasting change, but even in terms of government spending, it just doesn't lead to things that add permanence. One thing that this U.S. government fails to do, along with all other worldly governments, for any number of reasons, is to count the cost of their actions. But, you know, that isn't really a big surprise. I'm not telling you anything new. True balance is only attainable with godly guidance. Without it, you cannot achieve it. In most of the foundations that people stand on in this world are foundations that are passing, that aren't going to last after Christ's return. But, you know, thankfully, this trait of building a bad foundation only applies to politics and not religion. No agreement? No. Quite the opposite, I would say. You know, Paul saw this exact characteristic in the early Ephesian church, quoting amid scripture here, that we should no longer be children, meaning we need to be growing, not staying as children on the milk of the word. We should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men or in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. That's in Ephesians 4:14. Tossed to and fro by every change in the wind. Setting our foundations on things that don't last, making a stand on things that aren't lasting, that affects church brethren today, and it will keep affecting church brethren as Christ's return nears. You know, finding, and more importantly, staying on a solid foundation is really the only possible solution for salvation. You know, this world is filled, absolutely filled with false doctrine. And standing on a foundation that you might find on some weird internet site, hear from some strange but smooth-sounding religious preacher, any of those things that aren't leading towards God lead where? They lead away from God, and they lead to failure. And for those of us who have been given God's Spirit, they lead to ultimate failure. You know, this might mean, by us trying to find a foundation, this might mean that we might be giving up everything, including our life, to attain it. Luke 14, starting in verse 25. Luke 14, beginning of verse 25. Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest, after he's laid the foundation, is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he's able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks for conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be in my disciple. Not those things that we don't like as much as other things. All things. That includes everything that we possibly can have contact with, that we can possibly know about in our physical, in this physical creation. And those are Christ's own words. You know, we have to remember Abraham and his great trial when we're looking for foundations that last. You know, God, as we know, didn't intend for Isaac to be sacrificed. God stopped Abraham before he sacrificed Isaac. But what he wanted to do, the real test there, was whether or not Abraham was willing to give up everything, including family, including the promise given to him in his old age, the promise that he looked for most of his life once he knew of God. God wanted to know if he was willing to give that up. And Abraham did, and he is the father of the faithful. You know, God allows each of us, like our elder Abraham so many years ago, mankind doesn't change. God allows each of us free will. And while not as momentous, maybe, God is testing each of us like he did Abraham. 1 Corinthians 3. All of us are going through trials that will answer that same question that God was asking and wanted to see of Abraham. Will you truly follow me? Will you truly listen to me and not forsake me? 1 Corinthians 3, and beginning in verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. That's important right there. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Meaning, those words we just read of Jesus Christ are the foundation. That is how we build upon it. That is the lasting foundation we have to live by. Continuing. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as though through fire. You know, the foundations we are setting for ourselves, that we're living by, that we are casting our lots to stand our ground with, are going to be tested. If they are not based upon permanence, they will fail. So, brethren, make your choice. Stand your ground, and be sure you are rooted in a foundation that will survive.